Donald Clayton Trump told the New York Times that the Republican Party maintaining its majority in the Senate's not terribly important to him. When asked about it, he replied, well, I'd like him to do that, but I don't mind being a free agent either. So how, if Dems run to the Senate, does he build a wall, tighten up immigration policy, get good judges confirmed, and etc.? A writer at HotAir.com had this to say on the subject of his relishing being a free agent. His image as a strong man depends on the perception that he'll impose his will on any adversary. If he admits that he can't pass his agenda or confirm his judges without the help from congressional Republicans, then he's admitting he's not the Green Lantern superhero his fans imagine him to be. Another alternative explanation offered by the writer is that the guy simply doesn't know the Constitution well enough to grasp how laws are passed and presidential appointments are made. He genuinely might not fully grasp why it's crucial for Republicans to control both branches in order to move his agenda. The insightful column ended with, he's not wrong about his potential free agent status, but why he'd say it at a moment when Republican voters are wondering how much they can trust him, I can't begin to understand. And herein lies the problem. Most of us get it. We won't sit out an election because we know Hillary is certain disaster. But history's shown us that a significant part of our values base will sit out an election, and when they do, we lose. Trump should be trying to win over conservatives, not continuing to make statements that force the rational to question his commitment to a GOP agenda. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.